Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother, just to remind you that could you please come forward? There's plenty of people there waiting outside and behind you. So fill that gap in the front. And inshallah, first azan will be here at 20 past 1 o'clock, and then time for sunnah and the collection. Then thereafter will be started the khutbah as well. And before the khutbah, the azan will be started. Thank you very much indeed.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم وإذا أراد الله بقوم سوءا فلا مرد له وما له من وال صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح Respected brothers, elders, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Past 2 weeks we were speaking about the importance of maintaining a close eye on our children, having a good relationship where communication is open both ways, and we are completely in tune with what goes on in their lives, their emotions, what they're going through. And we also spoke about the importance of making sure that there are certain guidelines in place so that we avoid excess and indulgence, where these types of indulgences, it actually impacts their performance. So if I was to kind of put it in one kind of statement from last week's session, is that give your children a chance to succeed. How? That before they've even stepped into a particular place, whether it be school, madrasa, careers, whatever, because of our negligence in certain aspects of their life, their routine, their habits, we have given them a kind of barrier already, whether it be due to a poor diet, whether it be due to poor choices with entertainment, screen time, lack of physical activity. These also affect a lot and go a long way. And I mentioned also that it makes a teacher's life in the maktab, in madrasa, a whole lot easier when a child comes from a flourishing family where they've already started to plant the seed of iman. And then the job of the madrasa, the job of the masjid, is just to merely just give them the ta'aleem, just give them the knowledge. But what happens is we have to also grapple with the deficiencies of a person's interest in deen and interest in Islam. And then that takes on a different kind of direction as well. So going through a similar sort of trail of thought is that there's a statement, or not a statement, but a concept, you can say, that the action of a few affects the many. The actions of a few affects the many. And just a very quick story, you can dispute the authenticity of it, but there's a moral behind it which inshallah has a good meaning. And that is, there was a king many, many years ago, many centuries ago, and he ordered his workers to dig up a pond, a little pool, you can say. And then they dug the hole, they dug the pool, and it was nice and big. And then afterwards, he ordered his workers that I want you to go out and tell the people of the community that this dug out pool has to be filled with milk by the morning. This is my command, this is my wish, and you have to fulfill it. So then the workers, they went out and they made this announcement. And from amongst them, there was a man. The man thought, you know what, I'm struggling. I'm barely able to make ends meet. You know, how am I going to afford to give a whole, you know, jug or a glass of milk when I need to feed my own family? So what I'm going to do is, I'm just going to mix the milk with a bit of water. And so he did so. And then when he came, and when everybody came, the king came in the morning, they came and realized that the whole entire pond or pool is filled with murky water. It's filled with murky water because this man, he wasn't alone in his thinking. Other people were thinking that, you know what, there's other people, there's much more rich and affluent people in the community. They can sort it out. Let me just give a bit of water. I need to protect my own self. So what's the moral of the story? The moral of the story is that the actions of a few, it can affect the whole entire community. If we start thinking in this way, there's also going to be others that think in this sort of way. And at the same time, one person's action is so great that it can also rectify a person. For example, the clear evidence is the janazah prayer. The janazah salah, it is fardul kifaya, such that if no one in the community is to offer the janazah of a person in the community, then the whole entire community is going to be sinful. But if just one person is strong enough and brave enough and he does it and he fulfills this great need, then the whole community is also absolved of that sin and they don't have any punishment upon them. So it's very, very important to understand that our actions, we have to think in such a way that it's not just us confined to ourselves. Our consequences do not just end with us and our small little unit. It goes beyond. It goes into our community. In fact, spiritually as well, there's an incident in the time of Musa alayhi salam that they were going through a bit of difficulty, whether it was, you know, a drought, whether they needed rain, I can't recall exactly. But they all came out and they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the response was not coming. So then afterwards, Musa alayhi salam, he engaged in direct dialogue, or there was inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Musa alayhi salatu salam. And then afterwards, Allah said to Musa alayhi salam, "Oh Musa, there is such an individual amongst you who has committed such a, you know, filthy crime, a sinful activity that is done, and he has not sought forgiveness from me. Because of this, I am withholding my mercy." And then afterwards, Musa alayhi salam, he went back to his people, and then he said, "O people, there is someone amongst you, there is someone amongst us who has committed a crime, committed a sin with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has not sought forgiveness from. Immediately seek forgiveness because this is what is withdrawing the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And then afterwards, this individual, he realized that this is himself, and he made dua and he made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then immediately the rain started pouring and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. So spiritually as well, what we do, how we conduct ourselves in our private lives, this also has an effect. And it starts off with ourselves. The verse that I mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. That certainly Allah does not bring change in a community, in a people, until they bring about change what is within themselves. مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. The word anfus is referring to the self, the nafs. The nafs, what is the nafs? The nafs is our ego, our pride. A person's nafs can be inclined towards good. A person's nafs can be inclined towards evil as well. A person enjoys a lot of indulgence in particular sins, a lot of vices, whether it be looking at haram, whether it be even permissible things, which is, you know, potentially leading to physical damage to himself. But at that point, it does become impermissible as well. Whatever it may be, a person can train his nafs either to incline towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he can be neglectful of it and continue to indulge, and then his nafs is just going to be fixed upon enjoying haram. A person can go from enjoying music to a point where he completely abhors it. You know, there are plenty of examples within us. I'm sure in your own families, in your circles, you have seen people that they were of a particular way, but then afterwards Allah brought hidayah and they became very much, you know, strict on their deen, in their practice, and they dislike a lot of sins. So this is because they have been able to change their nafs. حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. We have to change what is within ourselves. And it goes deep, brothers. It goes to the level of our own community. SubhanAllah, just as a, you know, communal level, this announcement is very important as well. That, for example, the masjid here, we have only a limited capacity of 150 individuals that can offer their worship over here. And the time is coming for application to be submitted so that we can increase, because there is a great need. We are currently running 3 times Jumu'ah. But if there's one individual who has parked his car in a very unfavorable manner, for example, there's buses that go past this main road and they're trying to turn in, and our car is blocking the pathway, on top of that, there are people that, you know, there's neighbors around there looking at an opportunity like this, and they're taking pictures as well. And they're submitting that to the council to kind of, you know, pose as an obstruction for our masjid to, you know, increase the capacity. Now, these are just a few individuals where it can damage the whole entire community. Our whole masjid plan can go into the bin as well. So this is true, that small individuals and their actions can also impact the rest, because we haven't rectified ourselves. We haven't rectified the selfish nature in ourselves. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and he mentions this hadith, and in this hadith we understand by definition a Muslim cannot be selfish. What does he say? That إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمُونَ كَبُنْيَانُ وَاحِدٍ أَوْ كَجَسَدٍ وَاحِدٍ, that the believers, they are like one body. إِنْ اشْتَكَى عَيْنُهُ اشْتَكَى رَأْسُهُ, that if his eye starts to pain, then his head starts to feel the pain. وَإِنْ اشْتَكَى رَأْسُهُ اشْتَكَى كُلُّهُ, that if his whole head starts to feel pain, then his whole entire body starts to feel pain. This is the definition of a believer. That you feel the pain of others. You don't just think about yourself. You don't just think about, you know, how you can benefit. But you think about how your actions can be a consequence of the rest of the community, of the rest of the entire group. And it goes deeper than that. We have ignored our nafs. We had ignored our level of greed and desire to such an extent. SubhanAllah, I remember in Sainsbury's, you know, people, they're holding Palestinian flag. But what they're taking through into the counter, Coca-Cola. They are, you know, putting Coca-Cola through the till. Now, I'm not saying it's haram completely, but what is the bigger picture? What is going on in Palestine, in Gaza? Is it not enough that children are being bombed? Just one child is to be killed unjustly. Do we need to have thousands or so to make us realize and wake up? So we put out on these WhatsApp statuses of ours, Free Palestine. We put all these kind of the green, red and white colors and all this sort of stuff. But where is our actions? Where is our contributions? Where is our real concern? Are you going to allow your indulgence, your greed for whatever you might like to, you know, completely change your morals and ethics to the point that you are going to be purchasing certain things which are fueling the demolition of our brothers and sisters? And it affects, you know, we've seen the fall of Starbucks in terms of its share price and all this kind of thing. Boycotting works. But this can only come about if we fix ourselves and then we connect ourselves to our community as well. And then as a collective, we can start seeing real change. But until that obstacle of, you know, feeding our nafs, indulging in ourselves is there, then we cannot really truly be a contribution to our ummah. And we cannot really truly make, you know, real meaningful change in the world that we want to see. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ بِمَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Indeed, Allah does not change what is within a community until they change what's within themselves. You have to dig deep. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. That have you seen the one who has considered his own desires to be his ilah, to be his deity? What does that mean? Exactly that, what we just said. That we have subjugated ourselves. We have made ourselves so complicit, so following the commands of our nafs, that it has become, or a person has taken it to be his ilah, his deity. What does deity mean? A deity is the object of worship. So whatever the worshipper or the thing that is worshipped commands or demands, however way it changes, then you're going to also, or that person is also going to change his actions accordingly to fit, to match this ilah of his. This is, you know, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying regarding the impact and the effect and the strength of a person's desires. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. He has taken his hawa, his passions, his desires, his lust to be so influential in his life that he looks beyond ethics and morals and what is right and what is wrong. It doesn't really occur to him as long as he's feeding his passions and desires. We have to change this. We have to work on ourselves. We have to discipline ourselves. SubhanAllah, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he met once Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Jabir radiallahu anhu, he was carrying meat. And then what happened? Umar radiallahu anhu, he's approaching, and Jabir, you know, he's getting a bit scared. He's getting a bit shaky, the way my voice just quivered. Right? So he says, what is this, Ya Jabir? And then Jabir radiallahu anhu says that, you know, I wanted to, you know, I felt like having meat. So I bought some meat from the shops, from the butchers. So I bought it. And then Umar radiallahu anhu, subhanAllah, you know, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that if there was to be a prophet after me, then certainly it would be Umar radiallahu anhu, because of his level of wisdom, his intellect, his foresight. And we can see an example of this in this little small interaction. What does he say? He says, Ya Jabir, أو كلما اشتهيت اشتريت أو كلما اشتهيت اشتريت. That Jabir, is it that everything you desire you're going to purchase? Anything and any time you want something, you're just going to go and get it? Now you and I hearing this, we can't understand what is it, that is meat haram in Islam, what does that mean? Am I not allowed to eat meat? No, it's not about just meat. It's a concept that is far more reaching. It's a matter that a person is every time a thought of wanting something that enters into his heart, is his nafs going to be so quick in responding to it that he goes and gets it? Is that going to be the case? Or are you going to be that individual that he can have his meat, but it doesn't affect his heart? If he doesn't have it, whether he has it or doesn't have it, it has no change. It doesn't make any difference in his heart. But what is our situation? If certain meals are not prepared at home, then we start going off at our wives. If there's only dal on the table, then you know, we're going to ask, where's the meat? Where's the chicken? This is Umar radiallahu anhu. That is it that everything you desire, you're going to go out and purchase? We can't be slaves to our nafs. We can't be slaves to our what we want and what we desire. We have to put the community first. We have to put the entire Muslim nation first as well. Because by definition, a Muslim, by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam statement, is a person that if he feels pain, then his whole entire body feels pain. He feels pain, he feels the pain of the Muslim ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what's been said and allow us to be such that inshallah we will be contributed to our ummah. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah. Hayya 'ala salah. Hayya 'alal falah. Hayya 'alal falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother, help the masjid generously, please. Allah raste masjid wa shajja haruka. First of all, brother, on behalf of committee, I make a request for our brothers. I can see after the big operation, our very cooperative and helpful person, Mr. Ataur Rahman, who has attended the Jumma. I've seen him first today. And please, because he had a big heart operation, bypass operation, and he's been able to attend the Jumma today. So please make a dua for him, our brother. And he's so much work he's done for this, which is free of cost. And every time, whatever his problem we have, we just call him. But we don't need to call him. He often come here, and he make everything, whatever you needed. He's done it by himself. And whatever in the future, inshallah, he will be here. He'll be doing by, with respect. Free of cost for the sake of masjid, inshallah. In support of our brothers, those who are giving the A-level exam this year, for the sake of community brothers, we have arranged a teacher for them. They're totally free of cost. Inshallah, the class will be started from this Sunday, the 19th, which is day after tomorrow, from 12 o'clock. So please, brothers, send your son, your nephew, whoever going to give the exam for this year, A-level exam. The teacher will be here on Sunday at 12 o'clock. Let them to participate them. Other two students also need to come here. The free of cost will be given their time for them, inshallah. And finally, as you know that those brothers are coming by that bicycle. Car are not allowed at all, because by the time when we obtain the planning permission for the masjid, and the council request us, then you have to put the cycle rank before you start your activities. Inshallah, we did. And those brothers come with the bicycle, then please, we made a stand there outside on the left. You bring your cycle and park, make a cycle stand there. You can bring the lock, but we're not going to take any responsibility for stolen or anything. So please put your cycle down. You see cycle rank on the left here, newly made. So please, park your cycle or stand your cycle up there. Thank you very much indeed for your time, Sabadar. Ami apnaderke ekta duar onurodh sayar folalam pore je amrar Ataur bhai apnara janen je ekta boro operation hoyeche, heart operation, open surgery hoyeche. Ar surgery war pore thain asku ami ifte care folal den jumba tai soin amrar je oto helpful bhai oto khas hoyeche ei mochido lagi doya kori amar toraf tone amar kori committee toraf tone apnaderke se onurodh rakhiar jonno ekta বড় একটা দুয়াতান ভাই লাগি করবার জন্য আল্লাহ তাহলে হায়াতে তো ইবা দান করতা। আর যেহেতু ইয়াং মানুষ, কিন্তু খোদার হুকুমে দায় গিয়া বাইপাস অপারেশন করতে হইছে। আর ওই হিসাবে আল্লাহ তাহলে ইয়াং মানুষ আল্লাহ লং হায়াতি দান করুকা, লম্বা হায়াত দেখা, এই মসজিদে লাগি উপহার হইব, আমরা সমাজও লাগি উপহার হইব, নেইবারও লাগি উপহার হইব। আর গত যে আপনারা দেখা যত হাম হয়েছে ইলেকট্রিকর বা অন্যান্য যেটা আমার এই আতাউর ভাইয়া তাই ফ্রি অফ কষ্ট করিয়া দিছেন, আমরা চাই যেন মসজিদের লাগি মসজিদের শুভাকাঙ্ক্ষী ইলে এজন মানুষ থাকলে এই সারা কমিউনিটির উপহার হইব, মসজিদের উপহার হইব। সুতরাং আমরা সবে তার লাগি একটা বড় দোয়া করতাম নামাজ বাদে ইনশাআল্লাহ। থ্যাংক ইউ ভেরি মাচ ইন্ডি ফর ইয়ার টাইম ব্রাদার্স।
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, Hayya 'alas Salah, Hayya 'alas Salah, Hayya 'alal falah, Hayya 'alal falah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La
الحمد لله المتكفل بحفظ عبده في جميع موارده ومحاربه فهو الذي يطعمه ويسقيه ويحفظه من الهلاك ويحميه ويحرسه بالطعام والشراب عما يهلكه ويرديه ويمكنه من القناعة بقليل القوت فيكسر به شهوة النفس التي تعاديه ويدفع شرها ثم يعبد ربه ويتقيه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله النبيه ونبيه الوجيه وصلى الله عليه وعلى الأبرار من عترته وأقربيه والأخيار من صحابته وتعابيه وتابعيه أما بعد فإن أخوف الشهوات شهوة البطن والفرج فالله الله أن تغلو فيهما فقد قال الله تعالى كلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين وسمع عليه الصلاة والسلام رجلا يتجشع فقال أقصر من جشائك فإن أطول الناس جوعا يوم القيامة أطولهم شبعا في الدنيا واعلموا أنه كما يذم الإفراط في هاتين الشهوتين حيث يختل به حقوق الله بالإنهماك فيهما كذلك يذم التفريط فيهما بحيث يفوت به حق النفس أو حق الأهل كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام فإن لزوجك عليك حقا ولزورك عليك حقا ولجسدك عليك حقا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئًا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليمًا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أيد الإسلام وأنصاره، وأذل الشرك وأشراره. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين، اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في فلسطين، اللهم انصر المسلمين في جميع بلاد المسلمين. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى، اللهم أعد مسجد الأقصى في رحاب المسلمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم، ودعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأز وعجل وأتم وأهم وأعظم أكبر. أقيموا الصلاة.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, hayya ala al-falah. Qad qamati salatu, qad qamati salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
استووا وأقيموا صفوفكم وتراصوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا، خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي، قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا. قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد، فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن المتقين في ظلال وعيون وفواكه مما يشتهون كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين ويل يومئذ للمكذبين كُلُوا وَتَمَتَّعُوا قَلِيلًا إِنَّكُمْ مُجْرِمُونَ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ ارْكَعُوا لَا يَرْكَعُونَ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات ونحيا منهم الأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اغفر لحجنا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين اللهم انصر المسلمين في جميع بلاد المسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين اللهم أطعم جائعهم واكسهم وارحم موتاهم وتقبل شهداءهم يا الله يا رحم الراحمين يا الله forgive all those who are suffering يا الله all those who are going through any difficulty any illness يا الله grant them شفاء grant them عافية يا الله يا رحم الراحمين يا الله all those who have passed away يا الله have mercy upon them يا الله grant them جنة يا الله grant them جنة without any reckoning يا الله يا الله those people in our community as well يا الله allow us to make this community a thriving community filled with iman and barakah and khayr and goodwill. Ya Allah, accept this community. Ya Allah, those who have contributed as well, especially our brother Atar Rahman, Ya Allah, he's gone through heart attack and he's gone through operation. Ya Allah, grant him shifa. Ya Allah, allow him to continue to do the khidmah of the deen. Ya Allah, allow us all to do the khidmah of the deen. Ya Allah, allow our khidmah of the deen as well. Ya Allah, no khidmah is of any use if it doesn't have your acceptance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your acceptance, Ya Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim.